with you. We'll have, for this half hour, none other than our special guest, Dr. Judy Wood, who is the person who has brought sanity to what really happened on 9/11. And we're just so pleased to have it. Welcome, Judy, to We Ourselves.
Thank you very much.
You're doing something else now. What you're working on updating what you've already accomplished. What is molecular dissociation from dust to dirt?
That is a new series of articles. I have trouble keeping on one page. It ends up getting larger and larger. I think I'm up to 136 figures now.
Absolutely.
But this is a smoking gun of what happened. And it's a part of the visual record that was recorded by government officials, and it's on their website.
Mm-hmm.
There's pictures of dust. And if you just look at the visual record of what happened, you can see what's going on with the cleanup. I call this series Dirt. The pages are Dirt 1, Dirt 2, Dirt 3, and so forth. If folks would like to look on the Internet, you can go to janedoe0911.tripod.com. At the top of the page, I have a series of the dirt links. There's dirt1.html and dirt2. And I would like to particularly talk about page dirt2.
Give that website again slowly.
Jane Doe.
Go ahead.
0911.tripod.com.
All right.
And if you put a slash in there and then type dirt2.html.
DRT2.html,
that will take you to this page.
Okay. All right.
And there's a link at the top that will take you down to Fuzzballs.
Okay.
That's what I call them. There's the first picture you see under Fuzzballs is this picture about a block north of the World Trade Center complex after both towers have gone poof. You see a clear blue sky because we're upwind, and the wind has carried all the dust down, except for the heavy dust, which has fallen out of the air already.
Mm-hmm.
It is on the ground. Well, it's starting to come up off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few pictures below that where you start noticing this fuzziness around their feet. As the people walk along, this fuzzy stuff comes up.
Mm-hmm.
There's not enough time for that fine of dust to have settled out of the air. It has to be manufactured from the dust that has fallen. Mm-hmm. In other words, this is a smoking gun of what was used to destroy the towers.
Mm-hmm.
It caused the material to come apart, and once it landed on the ground, it continued to come apart.
Mm-hmm.
And the molecules were breaking down finer and finer. And right afterwards, they immediately started scrubbing the streets because we had this mist coming up off the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And then people are going to catch on. So they scrub the streets and they scrub the sidewalks.
Mm-hmm.
What do they do with the lawns, the yards?
Go ahead.
They bring in dirt and dump it on it.
Is that right?
They brought in truckloads of dirt or dumped it from choppers. And the pictures on 9/11 of the pile is very small. It's ground level. But several days later, the pile starts getting bigger. I thought they plowed the stuff up. No, they dumped dirt on it.
Oh, the dirt.
More and more dirt. And that is how you take care of chemical spills, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
So this is knowledge of what they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And on, I've got, you know, several pages, Dirt 4 on that page. There's links just like the other one. There's links between the pages. If you go to Dirt 3, you see the very first picture. It looks like potting soil out in the front yard of the building across the street from the towers. There's no fire there. Why are they dumping dirt on the ground?
That's dirt four.
That was dirt three. On dirt four, on page dirt four, there's rust. The steel beams are instantly rusting. And this figure 111, a couple of figures down, is the most dramatic. You see all of these pieces of steel around, and you see them turning to steel dust and going up into the air. Orange dust.
That's amazing to look at that.
You see it?
Yeah.
It's just turning to dust. And this is on the FEMA website.
Tell us this is what it means.
It means that the steel doesn't rust this fast.
No.
Iron does. If we have an iron skillet and you scrub it real clean, don't leave any oils in it, and then leave it soaking in the sink,
mm-hmm.
you get this bright orange rust.
That's right.
That's what we see in this picture. So how are we turning the steel into iron?
My God.
The material is coming apart.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just what's left. The other stuff is already gone with the wind.
Yeah.
But the evidence is in the cleanup. And the contractor is nobody. Even in this picture, you see lots of dirt on the ground. And there's a picture right below that of a Pepsi truck that's very rusted just on the front end.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Fire doesn't do that.
Huh.
And the picture below that shows, I believe it was taken on the 13th. And you see the pile, it has lots of dirt on it by now. And very red, orangey-looking steel pieces in the picture.
That's right.
Huh. Further down the page is figure 117. Bright orange. That's not retouched. Blue that I retouched it, but that's just how it was. It's either rusted or not, and it's this homogeneous, uniform orange color.
Mm-hmm.
So it appears that, and obviously there's no heat. I've got some pictures of puddles at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
But they brought in lots of dirt to cover it up. So it looks like potting soil.
Mm.
And then further down, you see these cards are just really orangey, rusty. And I believe that's what, at the top I call it Cheetos. there's a picture that Stephen Jones likes to use that has this orange thing on the ground that looks like a Cheeto.
Mm-hmm.
And if you get one of those other pictures and tweak the color curve just a little bit, you can get that. Why would the air be orange?
Yeah.
I think that's to get people thinking of molten metal instead of rust.
Mm-hmm.
If this was that hot and that was steam, people would be getting broiled.
Mm-hmm.
Walking through it. That's the material coming apart, and anyone who inhaled that was inhaling this molecular breakdown of the material.
Well, I just saw the other day they finally recognized that this lady had died from the dust.
Yeah, who knows what that dust does, but it... I bet you it's affected a whole lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
There's a fire truck, my toasted car page. I have a lot of toasted cars, and this fire truck that's missing all of its windows. But other than that, it's fine.
Yeah. Hold on. We've got to take a break, and we'll come right back to you.
All right.
And we'll take your calls at 866-801-8255. And we're back with you with our very, very special guest, Dr. Judy Wood. We're talking about her piece on molecular dissociation from dust to dirt. Go ahead, Dr. Wood.
And the reason why it's from dust to dirt, dust causes a problem and they cover it up with dirt. part of the cleanup effort, and the cleanup is what gets them into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
It's always the cover-up.
Yeah, yeah.
We go to Dirt 3, to that page.
Okay.
That one specializes in dirt.
All right.
And the first picture is the potting soil-looking dirt dumped on the ground in front of WFC2. That's across the street from the complex. There's no fire there.
Hmm. Hmm.
You know, they're going to landscape it. And this is just a few days after 9/11. And the picture below that is hilarious. You got this fire truck kind of crumpled up. It's got dirt inside it and outside of it on the ground.
Huh.
How would that dirt...
It sure does.
And the picture's at now 84 and 85, we have this bucket brigade. And all those guys are standing on dirt. This is an area of the complex that's was covered with this plaza level. There's no dirt there beforehand.
Huh.
So what warrants this bucket brigade? Up the line comes these pieces of trash. I wonder if dirt is going down the line.
That is something else.
And there's another picture a bit further down, 89. That was a killer. They entered that into the system on the 13th, but it could have been taken before then. That was the first day that FEMA entered these pictures. That's fresh dirt. It looks like it's from a landfill.
Yeah.
Could that be how they got, like, pens and pencils that look like they belonged in offices?
Hmm.
If you bring in dirt from a landfill with trash in it?
Why would they put dirt on the rubble pile?
To quiet the molecular dissociation. That, what looks like steam coming up?
Yeah.
Is the material coming apart, continuing to disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
And the story of molten metal was put out there as a cover-up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one single picture of molten metal, and instead we have puddles of water.
Mm-hmm.
So this is pretty peculiar of, you know, what would be happening to the material and what would happen to people if they breathed this.
Mm-hmm.
And further on down, I've got pictures of, like figure 95. That's another good one where we're looking right at the plaza level. You can see some of the sidewalk there, and you got dirt packed down. This is taken just 2 days later.
Hmm.
And further on down, figures 102 and 103, we have truckloads of dirt. Those first ones, the four yellow trucks, they're driving south towards the complex. I don't know where the 103 trucks are going. Mm-hmm. But I know that the first three trucks in line have uniform coverage. It's uniform dirt on top of their trucks.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look like debris.
Mm. Mm.
And picture 104 and 105, we're down at the bottom of the pile.
Yeah.
And you see that it looks like steam, but you see water sitting there, puddles of water.
Right. Right, a rainbow looking.
That's not hot.
Yeah. There's a rainbow in both those pictures.
Yep. And you see bright, bright orange beams. If you click on the picture on the left, you can see out in the distance, I should make an enlargement of these, some bright orange core columns.
Yeah.
They're just extremely rusty. And the rust that we saw was, you know, it's either rust or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it's bright, bright reddish orange,
right.
Like iron.
Right. What are those?
Those core columns?
Yeah.
They're the last of the columns that the tower stood on.
Hmm.
Of the steel structure.
Yeah.
So what do you think happened to the rest of the steel structure? Because, you know, they fry it down to a certain level and they have to quit frying it.
Yeah.
But it keeps unraveling, I believe. But clearly, from the Dust 2 page, we see how once it lands, it continues to come apart, because about 30 minutes later, you start getting these fuzz balls around people's feet. And then a little bit later, it doesn't even need people to walk on it to come up. It just starts coming up, and it looks like a rock video where they have dry ice or something making the steam across the stage. So I think this is a pretty good smoking gun.
Yeah, very interesting.
Especially hosing down the steam, looking. I call it fuming. I've got a new vocabulary list at the beginning of all these terms. There's fuming and there's fuzz balls. There's fuzzy blobs. Fuzzy blobs go in and eat up cars. That's how we get the toasted cars. They don't necessarily burn. It just disintegrates the cars. Sometimes they burn, but what was interesting is the gas tanks did not explode.
The gas tanks did not explode.
Of the cars. But the engine blocks disintegrated. As though it likes high carbon steel.
Now, I noticed on figure 106, and you raise the question, why are they still hosing down the pile in March 2002?
Yeah. They're hauling out dirt now, the dirt that's gone to the bottom of the hole, and they're still hosing it down. I believe they cover the molecular dissociation with dirt and then scoop up the dirt and haul it out. But they have to keep it wet.
Yeah.
When I have time, I'll do another page where I have a picture of the same place in dry weather and in wet weather. In wet weather, there's no steam coming up. In dry weather, there is.
Is that right?
Yeah. So I think we know what
that's totally illogical.
Right. So that's what I call fuming. It looks, you know, this stuff coming up.
Yeah.
So wetting it down, especially putting, you know, moist potting soil type dirt on it, quiets it and contains it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they're constantly hosing it down.
Yeah, yeah.
In March.
Now 6 months after the workers are wearing respirators. Not simple dust masks.
They know that it's dangerous. Mm-hmm. And I noticed that several of them have these little monitors on their mask to measure how much exposure they've had to something. So whoever the contractors were involved with the cleanup are aware of what they were cleaning up. They have knowledge of what they were doing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they didn't tell the people.
People still haven't been told.
And what is so interesting is the psychological effect of all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Why, when this information has been right out there in front of us, has it taken this long for us to see it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because they distract us from looking at the truth.
Yeah. Dr. Wood, you've done it again.
Uh-oh.
Thank you so much, and it's always a pleasure having you on.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, then I'm going to give them that website again, janedoe0911.tripod.com, and you're going to see a whole lot of stuff. Thanks again.